After losing her sight, running really helped Jessica Biel regain her confidence. Now she's training for the Vitality Big Half Marathon. I spoke to her to find out why she decided to take on this huge task.
Well, it's really just a challenge for myself. I am visually impaired. I have a condition called Bardet-Biedl syndrome. It's a rare genetic condition. Until last year, I was told that I had retinitis pigmentosa. And then through a lot of genetic testing, this other gene was discovered. The condition has lots of different strands to it, but the main part which affects me is to do with my eyesight. And it does sort of affect the sight loss a very similar way to retinitis pigmentosa. So starting off with the night blindness and then sort of quite quickly losing more central vision. So, you know, I was lucky that my sight was good enough as a child and a teenager. I attended sort of mainstream school and university and did more or less the same as everyone else up until then. And then after I graduated, I moved to London and then my sight deteriorated very quickly. Took a lot of time to adjust to it, but I feel that nowadays I'm more or less accepting of it. I still struggle. Being visually impaired obviously brings on a lot of challenges just in general daily life. And I guess sort of being able to get out and remain active is something which, you know, I've always been very keen on doing. And when I could see better, I did a little bit of running, maybe not as much as I do now. I used to run around the park, but then it sort of got a little bit too difficult and I started tripping up more, running into more things, and just eventually decided that it was a bit too dangerous for me and too difficult. So, you know, I started thinking, oh, you know, how am I going to sort of adapt to all this? And I started trying to go, I joined a couple of different gyms, but found I wasn't motivated enough to stick with them just to myself. And it's a little bit boring just being in the gym on a treadmill. You know, if you can't really see the screens properly and know how far you've even gone or how long you've been on there for, and just sort of wanting to get out of there as quickly as you can. So yeah, then a few years back, I went along to an event that Metro Blind Sports had organised to do athletics, so sort of a combination of running and throwing and jumping. And I just got chatting to the person that had organised it, and she had recently arranged a guide running session with a group down in Bromley. And she put me in touch with Steve, and to cut a long story short, we sort of got in touch with each other, and then we arranged to meet in the local park, and we ran the park run together. And this was about 3 years ago, probably. And yeah, we've been running together ever since.
Is it the Hackney half you do it?
No, the London half marathon. So it's like the first time that London has done a half marathon, so normally it's like the whole marathon, but for people like me who are probably not quite up to that yet,
maybe one day.
Yeah, you never know. They decided to do this a half marathon. They're calling it the Big Half, so it's just the half of the marathon from Tower Bridge to Greenwich. So they've cut it down a bit for non-full marathon runners, but it's still going to be a massive achievement.
Well, yeah, no, of course. So what's the kind of training process you do to run with a guide runner? Do you have maybe something between you, or do you just follow his voice?
So we run with a short tether rope between us, so it's probably about 20 centimetres long. Both hold each end of it, and then this is mainly sort of if we're running in the dark or when it's crowded at the start of the race. Normally people speed off ahead of me, so by the time that's happened, then I... you know, it's really nice to be able to run without, just freely. Part of why I like being able to run outside, because you just get the freedom of just being out in the fresh air. So we'll just run next to each other. If there's any sort of obstacles coming up, Steve will take my arm and he'll just direct, you know, left a bit, right a bit, let me know of any sort of changes in surface.
As any sighted person guiding a person with a visual impairment would.
Yes, exactly.
It's just slightly quicker.
A little bit, yes. Yeah, you need to have slightly quicker reaction times. Sometimes, I must admit, as with anything, when you're running, you lose concentration a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be quite focused on it. But yeah, we've managed really well. We've not had any problems with it so far. It seems to have been quite an easy process to get along with. And running with Steve is really great. It helps me so much. having somebody to motivate me to keep going. There's times during the training when we've been out and I've definitely just thought, I want to go home now. But Steve is there keeping me going, cheering me on, being there to support me. He's such a fantastic guide. I feel really lucky that we met and that he's stuck with me through these years of running together. I know he gets pleasure from it as well, but it just makes such a massive difference to me that I know I couldn't do it otherwise.
And obviously this is, as you said, the first time that London are doing this big half, they're calling it. Did you have any problems signing up to that as a vision impaired person with their guide?
Well, because of working for Selvis, so we've managed to enter through like a community place. So yeah, there was no difficulties. It was a standard form online on their website. And then once all the registration was done, I just gave the details of the guide runner. So, no, it was all very straightforward to sign up to.
And why, I mean, you mentioned that you work for Selvis, but why have you decided to run in aid of? What is it that you do for them?
Oh, okay. So Selvis, which is South East London Vision. So I work there as one of the project coordinators. And it's a small charity for partially sighted and blind people. And we basically do lots of activities to help people get out more and be more active to sort of avoid all the social isolation that often faces people living with sight loss. And, you know, the charity, we put on a lot of different activities. We've done some running events ourselves in the past, trying to encourage people to get out and try either doing the park run or running at athletics tracks. So, you know, I really want to be able to provide more of these services for people to be able to see that there's lots of things that you can still do when you're visually impaired. It's not all about sitting at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's difficult, but, you know, I really feel that to be able to improve people's confidence, it's important that they can get out and carry on doing all these things.
Do you think that running has helped you with your confidence?
Yes, it's definitely improved my confidence greatly. It's given me lots more motivation to be able to get out and keep active. I feel definitely improving my fitness has helped. And it's really great to be able to, you know, when I get out, I meet lots of new people, to be able to have a chat with fellow runners. Everyone's very friendly along the way. And yeah, it's definitely helped me as well.
So it's something you'd recommend to other blind, visually impaired, partially sighted people?
Definitely. Don't think that you can't run because you've got a visual impairment. If I can do it, then anyone can. And as you'll see from my tagline on my donation page, this girl can.
This girl can. So if there's anybody listening that's thinking I'd like to give it a go, maybe they're not in South East London, maybe they're up in Scotland, wherever, the north of England, do you have any advice for them to maybe get running again or to start running?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to get in touch with sort of local community groups. If you've got a running club near where you live, there's often people who have guided people in the past. For people who don't know the park run, I think I mentioned it earlier, so it's a 5K run on a Saturday morning, and it's at most parks across England. It's all run by volunteers, but they often have people there who have done guide running in the past. So, you know, on their website, they have all the different contact details of your local park. Get in touch with them. They would be able to sort of give advice on maybe someone that you could join up with. And also for people who are looking for guide runners, there's the England Athletics website. They have Find a Guide Runner database. So you can put in your postcode and it will bring up a list of people in your local area who you can maybe get in touch with to be able to run along with. Yeah, and really just to give it a try. You know, don't be scared of running. You know, when I started a few years back, I hadn't run for a long time and I was a little bit nervous about getting back out again. But as soon as I did, I loved it. It just makes such a difference being out in the fresh air.
Getting the endorphins going.
Yeah, it definitely does. And, you know, being able to feel the outside, it makes you feel that you're just sort of out there with everyone else, that it's not anything special that you're doing. You just put your trainers on and go for a run in the park. It's fantastic.
So do you have a place people can go to if they'd like to donate for your cause?
Yes, I do. It's a Just Giving page, and you can go on their website, which is justgiving.com/fundraising/Jessica-Beal. And Beal is spelled B-E-A-L.
Well, Jessica Beal, thank you very much for talking to us at RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.